Let's talk about 2 Thessalonians. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Do you know God? Are you obeying today? If you're of the world, you're not obeying the gospel today, neighbor. You have to know God and obey him. I just had a man down there telling me, a worldly looking man defending the church systems, that he's known God for 40 years and he knows he's going to heaven because he can basically feel the Holy Spirit in him. And then he told me, get this, brother. He told me, well, I sure hope you can endure because people like you never make it more than a year or so. I said, sir, I've been preaching this way and living this way for over 15 years. It's getting better. It's not getting worse. The light is burning brighter as the culture gets darker. This is the foolishness from the American church system or even people that have left the church system. They have not the truth of God. They deny the light. John 3, 19 through 21. Jesus said, light has come into the world. He's the light. But men love darkness. Because the light reproves their sin and they don't want to come out of their sin. So test yourself. But he said, when the light comes, those that love the light are drawn to the light. John 3, 19 through 21. I love that. Have you been drawn to the light of Christ, his word, his truth, not a religious system? But the pure word, the milk of the word leading to the meat of the word. Is that you, neighbor? Or are you just drifting through life, spiritually dead, deceived by Satan's culture? We travel to wake people up and to preach and call them to repentance because we love you and we love God.